Luke chapter 4. Again, this is going to be part two of 2 weeks ago. We have started a new series on Wednesdays about the different names for the devil. First week, we talked about the name Lucifer. It's only given one time in Scripture. That was his name as an archangel. That was the original name that he had. We spent some time on that. A week ago, Wednesday, we started on what is the most used term, which is the name the devil. And so I'm excited about finishing this tonight. I'll review quickly and then go from there with you. Luke chapter 4, verse number 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted by the devil. And in those days did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward and hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus answered, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of a temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him. Notice the last statement there, for a season. Now, the devil is known by many different names, but the one that we will focus on tonight is the word devil. The word devil, let me remind you, means slanderer, accuser, one who spews out to destroy. Someone who will use their words and their mouths to break down one's reputation, break down one's character. And the term devil is used 61 times in 57 verses in the entire Bible. It is the most used term for the devil. Now, I made this statement 2 weeks ago. I'll make it again. Because of this, we could assume then that this is probably the most prevalent way he comes against us. It's not the only way, but probably the most prevalent way. He makes accusations. He spews out negative. It's an implied negative that comes out. He tries to discourage. He tries to frustrate. And he does all this to keep us from doing God's will. Think about this. The devil was trying to keep Jesus, who is God the Son, from doing God the Father's will. It wasn't just the devil tempting us. He was tempting one third of the Godhead to go against God. I want you to notice something that was said by the devil. It's just a side note here. Verse number 5, and the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the what? Kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. Kingdoms, nations, that's leadership, world leadership. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. There are a lot of satanically influenced governments in our world. It's called the Democrat Party. It's called liberals. It's called communism. It's called socialism. It's called terrorism. Iran, you name it. They're looking for glory. They're looking for power. You look at the corrupt people in government, and they're looking for power. It's not about doing right. It's about power. All they can do, Mr. Jeffries needs to keep his big fat mouth shut and talk about how dumb our president is. The only thing he's doing is revealing how stupid he is himself. You want to talk about dumb? How about the last one we had? He didn't even know his name. We could go even farther, but we won't. You know, Mr. Carter had so much peanut oil, his brain slipped. Then we had Mr. Obama. And before that, we had LBJ. And I could go farther. Well, he just doesn't have a high IQ. That's, if people understood the attack, they're trying to attack somebody who's doing right. Don't believe the news media. I think you're going to find the vote that was taken in Virginia was as corrupt because of how it was put on the ballot as anything. It was a worded ballot to where it was made to confuse the people. It will be challenged, and I believe it will be overruled, to be honest with you. Now, the devil is in charge of things like this. For me to get up and hit Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Ilhan Omar and AOC and others and Jeffries and the other crowd there, say, preacher, why do you do that? Because they're satanically, they're demonically devil-oriented, and the devil gives them power. This senator or congressperson, she resigned yesterday because she's facing 53 years in prison for the corruption and fraud charges. Well, that's the first. How about Mr. Walsh next? How about some others? Isn't it amazing, once the money's gone, the power leaves too? Now, not much in life angers and frustrates we humans as much as slander when it's against us. We don't mind it when it's somebody else. But you attack me and my character and me and my name, watch everybody fight. Now, I say that to say this. The term devil there is a term used as a slanderer. Let me give you the first three things I said. Number one, the devil is a title used for tempter. Number two, sometimes it means a demon or fallen angel. Number three, a person who slanders is like the devil. Our news media is satanically influenced. When you have United States Congress people getting up and saying they respect Iran and believe Iran over America, we have problems. It's time for America to wake up. Number four, new territory. The devil tries to confuse us to destroy us. Take your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And oh, I hope you listen to me tonight. I can help you. 1 Peter chapter 5, look at verse number 8. Be sober, that means wake up. Be vigilant, pay attention. Because your adversary, who?
The devil.
As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now listen to me, something you may not understand about lions and their hunting. When, especially in some places in our country or in the world, the male lions don't do the hunting. It's always the females. But what happens is this, and this is what you don't see often, especially in TV and different things. But What will happen is the male lions will get up on the ridges around a valley. And the females will drive the prey into that valley. And when they finally get them in there, the female lions start positioning themselves around and finding the weakest of the herds. And there's a sound given by the females, and the male lions will sit up on the ridges and they'll begin to roar. But as that roaring takes place, it hits all the rocks and the different things in the valley and starts bouncing around. And the prey begins to get nervous because they don't know where the lions are at. That sound's coming from all directions. Now, the males still don't hunt, but they confuse the prey long enough for the females to get the prey. After they've killed it, the men come eat first. Say why? Because they're hangry. Amen? Now, that's right. Now, I say that to say this. The Bible says that the devil is like that roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to put fear into the Christian. He's trying to confuse people so that they become destroyed. I have no problem preaching straight and hard about certain sin. Matter of fact, all sin. Not just pet sins. But you'll hear me mention things in lists of sins that the average pussyfooting preacher is afraid of. Can I tell you why? They're more worried about being liked than warning the crowd. I had a preacher text me today and said, "Preacher, I heard the first part of what you taught on Sunday." He said, "Good night. Where's that been all these years?" And I said, "Well, it's been in your Bible as much as it's been in mine." And he said, what a fantastic idea to do for your church." You say, "What is that?" I'm not afraid to get up and warn you about the roaring lion. For instance, and logic with me. Don't even think as a Christian for a second, necessarily. It'll help you, but logic with me. Rock music is confusing. There's no musical value to it at all. You know, people getting up just banging on things and screaming and hollering in a microphone does not make music. You know, it's a very confusing type situation. Do you ever listen to somebody that's been listening to a regular diet of it? They're like talking to a single-celled atom. Say why? They can't even think. Folks, alcohol doesn't make any more sense.
Amen.
Why in the world would you take good stuff, let it rot, turn it to some kind of powerful liquid, suck it down, and get so stupid drunk you throw up and get sick and don't even remember what you did? That doesn't make sense to me. I've said it before, smoking's no better. If God wanted you to smoke, he'd have put a chimney on your head. You may as well take a gun out and shoot yourself. It'd go faster. It's slow suicide. All you're doing is sucking poison in, killing your lungs, poisoning your brain to where you can't even think. You're choking your brain out and your heart out from oxygen, from all the carbon monoxide and stuff you're sucking in. And then all the tar that's involved in it makes your lungs black like the street. So it doesn't make sense. And yet, oh, we got to do it because that's cool. Drugs, fentanyl. Cocaine, heroin. I don't care if it's marijuana. It's still stupid. You know, about a week ago and in a few hours, they gave me something called Norco. Yeah, that stuff shouldn't be ever put in anybody's body. Say, why? You don't know who you are, what you are, if you are. Yeah, no. That's why they lock you in a room and don't let you out. Put that little split-tail gown on you so you don't run away. That's why I didn't put one of them things on until I had to. Whew. Yeah. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Now listen, that doesn't... I said to my wife, I said to the nurse, I said, why would anybody in the world want to feel this way on purpose? I don't understand that. Now, I understand the need of it when you're in pain. Trust me, I was thankful for it, for what I was going through. But I don't want to feel that way any other time. Lying. Boys and girls, listen to me. Lying is the stupidest thing you can ever do. Amen. You say, why? Because you can't remember all of them you're going to tell. Amen. It will catch up to you. So just tell the truth. You say, well, I might get in trouble. You'll get in more for lying. It doesn't make sense. Just tell the truth. You say, well, it might not be best for me. It will be best for you in the long run. Immorality does not make sense. I'm going to say it. Living a double life doesn't make sense. Why do you want to fake being a Christian at church and live like the devil at home? It just doesn't make sense. So that is the devil confusing us. By the way, that's why churches have gone to different Bibles. They want to confuse the people. Well, they're all scripture. No, they're not. Jesus actually fought the devil and he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now watch this. We have to have every word or we're in trouble. And it can't be broken up amongst 68 different versions. There's either one or there's none. The problem is that word authority. The devil is a confuser. But the word confuser is what the word adversary. Your adversary. The confuser. The devil. The word adversary means opponent in battle. You know, when you go to war, you try to confuse your enemy. We do a lot of things to deceive our enemies to fight them. Why do you think we have supersonic planes? See, what do you mean, preacher? It's not just so we can go fast. By the time they hear the plane, we're past them. In other words, all the damage is done before they ever hear the... By the time you hear the... It's too late to duck. Because that plane's way past you. When you're flying Mach 1, Mach 1.5, Mach 2. See, but preacher, no, that's how you deceive. Why you think we've made low-profile planes? The new bomber, the new stealths and stuff. If you ever watch one of those things take off, it's cool. Then it turns sideways and you don't see it anymore. It's like, woo, what happened there? So what is that deceit? It's called being an adversary. I want you to notice something. God doesn't call the devil the false accuser. Did you know the devil doesn't accuse you of false things? He stands before God and tells him about the sin you have committed. Not the ones he's making up. Hello. But thank God we have an advocate in Jesus Christ. Amen. And our advocate stands before the Father and says, Father, they're not guilty. I paid for it. It's under the blood. Amen. And God looks at the devil and says, I don't know what you're talking about. Because according to him, that was removed as far as the east is from the west. It's not even there. So, number four, the devil is there to confuse us, to destroy us. Listen to me. Be careful listening to people of bad doctrine. I say this regularly, be careful who you listen to on the radio. Christian radio. Well, they sound so suave. They sound like they know what the Bible says. And they're not even using the right one. How can they know what it says? Well, they sound so intelligent. They prick my thinking, preacher. Well, come here and I'll slap you upside the head too. Charles Stanley and Chuck Swindoll never used the right Bible. Be careful. Be careful, these people that sound suave, but if they're not using the right Bible, how can they teach you Bible truth?
Yes, sir. You're right.
See, preacher, you're not educated enough. I might not be educated enough, but I'm smart enough to know what God said. I've met some educated people I don't want to be around. I got to hurry here. Number five. The devil is a liar and a murderer. Turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Look at verse 44. John chapter 8. Let's go back and look at verse number 42. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." Now watch this. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him." Now look at me. There is nothing good about the devil. Matter of fact, God said there is no truth in him. He is a liar and a murderer. The Bible says he was a liar from the beginning. Now, folks, they just executed a guy, I think in Florida or Alabama yesterday. His last words were, "This isn't fair." And I thought, yeah, you're right. It should have been done 25 years ago after you had committed the murder, not wait 35 years. That's what's not fair. We paid over $3.5 million to keep the guy alive until we executed him. $100,000 a year to keep somebody on life row. Every person on life row, we spend $100,000 a year, our tax money, to keep them alive. I don't believe in the electric chair. I believe in the electric couch. Let's do three at a time. That's right. Why waste electricity? Save the earth, amen? Save the planet. Carbon footprint, amen? Environmental safety. Folks, you say, "Preacher, wait a minute. The Bible says that the devil was a murderer from the beginning." Say, why is that? Because when he got man to sin, sin causes what? Death. And the devil will face the murderer's execution price for every human that has ever lived. You think hell's going to be hot for the average person? How bad do you think it's going to be for the devil? Then the Bible also says that we are liars. Guess what? I'm going to make a statement here. You say, well, the Catholics have many weird things, but one of which they call original sin. What is original sin? I can tell you what the sin is that you do most prevalent and first in life. It's called lying. Bible says that the babes come forth of the womb lying. Oh, yeah, they're cute and cuddly till about 2 in the morning and they start squawking. You think they're about to die. You changed them, they're still squawking. You fed them, they're still squawking. You say, what do they want? Nothing, they just want to be held, and that you think they're still going to die. You say, what is it? They, you know, you never have to teach a child to lie. There's nobody in here that taught your kids how to lie. They come forth of the womb doing it real good all on their own. I'll never forget, Jeff was just an infant, and I mean tiny, tiny. Josh came out of his room and said, I didn't do it. I said, okay, what didn't you do? Well, somebody did this. Well, he was the only one in the room. He's only about 3 or 4 years old, but you say, what was that? A lie. Actually, Mindy did it, and she wasn't even here yet. he was blaming it on her. Now, wait a second. All that to say, you don't have to teach a child to lie. They do it real good all on their own.
Amen.
You have to teach a child to tell the truth, not to lie.
Right.
And proving that your child is a sinner, they're a liar. Just like their parents. Ouch. Because we all done it. He is the father of lies. And God the judge will hold the devil liable for the death and murder of every human life. I'm going to make a statement here. When we lie, we are like the devil. Parents, put a high premium on lying in your children. Punish it strongly. Well, it's just a little one. There's no such thing. That's like calling it a little devil. A little poison. No, it's a lot. Learn to teach everybody to tell the truth, whether it helps them or whether it hurts them. And I'm going to make a statement. Everybody listen to me, boys and girls especially listen to me. Not telling the whole truth or withholding the truth is much as a lie as if you tell something that's not true. Not telling the truth, not telling all the facts, hiding wrongdoing is lying. It's called deceit. See, well, I didn't say anything that was wrong. No, but you didn't tell the truth about what you did do that was wrong that you should have told. I learned as a principal in a Christian school, as a pastor, and as a dad. Well, so-and-so did. Okay, but what did you do? What did you say? You say, what is it? Everybody tries to deflect their part. What part in this did you have? And when you hold back and don't put forth all the information, watch this. When you don't give all the information and you're deceiving, you're lying. You're putting on something that is not real. So withholding truth is as much a lie as if you did not tell the truth. Because by not telling what really did happen, you are lying. Boy, that's good stuff. Everybody listen to this next statement. This is going to hurt. It's never right to lie to protect somebody. You do not protect your children by lying to them. You don't protect anybody by lying. I love you all, but I will never lie to you about situations you're going through. If your loved one is sick, I'm not going to lie to you that they're going to get better. If you're sick and have cancer, I'm not going to lie to you and say, well, God's going to heal you no matter what. That ain't happening. There comes a point in time where we have to have a talk and say, we're facing the end. This is how it's going to go, and I'm not going to lie to you. Say, but preacher, I don't want to face that. It doesn't matter whether you want to face it or not. You got to know what the truth is. Say, why is that, preacher? Because I'm not about to lie to you and give you false hope and then get you bitter at God over it. Or bitter at the church. Or bitter at me because I didn't tell you the truth. I wonder how many preachers are guilty of the doors I knock on, people that are mad at preachers in church because somebody lied to them about their loved one. Lord have mercy. Maybe we just ought to learn to tell the truth because it's the right thing to do. You can't protect somebody with a lie. Children need taught. People die. Well, they're just sleeping. You'll see them again. They're just taking a nap. No, they died. They need to understand what death is. Say, oh, I don't want to scare them. I'd rather scare them than lie to them. And as long as you're not scared, they won't be scared. I've learned a long time ago, children watch their parents' emotions to decide what their emotions are. It's real simple. I better hurry up here. Number 6. Don't give place, or should I say give no place, to the devil. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Notice how many times it's using all that same word, the devil. Go to verse 26, Ephesians 4. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. I want you to notice that whole sentence goes together. It's in reference to our temper. Don't allow the devil to have influence with your temper. The term there, give place to. In other words, you allow him to influence how you react. Everybody look at me for just a second here. There are some things you're supposed to get angry about. God says, be angry. He didn't say, don't get angry. He said, but be angry and sin not. You sin when you lose your temper. You don't sin when you plan your temper. You sin when one more time. And then when you finally get frustrated, then you do something. That's sinning. Say, why? Because you waited till you were so angry or so upset before you did something. And you gave place to the devil. No, one more time means one more time and that's it. Don't say it if you don't mean it. And I'm not mad. I'm just showing you an illustration. But God says, be angry. There's some things we're supposed to be angry about. I'm angry with what the devil does. I'm angry with the liquor industry. I'm angry with liberalism. I'm angry with the public school system. I'm angry with a lot of things that I'm supposed to be angry about. But at the same time, I don't let it take over my life and consume me. I hate abortion, but we're not going to shut the church down to go protest abortion clinics. We're not going to replace soul winning with protesting. We're not going to replace soul winning with holding signs at a parade. Everybody doing okay? Say, what is that? I'm not giving place to the devil. I'm not going to give him what he wants. I'll do what God says and not do it the devil's way. This one's going to hurt. That means don't go near the devil nor let him near you. Even in our entertainment and games. I hope some of you go home and go through what you use as entertainment or video games and find all the demonism in it. Find the satanic influences in it. And do me a favor, get rid of it for your family's sake. Social media and social networking and all the evil. Do you know how much filth is spewed over social media every day? It's amazing that I find out things about people all over the country, and I don't even have it, but people come, oh, I saw this. What are you doing looking at that mess? That would depress me. Preacher, when are we going to have a Facebook page? When Hades freezes over. I had a kid at Brother Fugit's College. I was preaching there a few years ago, and I preached against Facebook pages a little bit in churches and stuff, and he said, well, you can't build a church without it. I said, shh, don't come to Martinsburg. Don't tell my folks that. He said, you really don't? I said, look it up. He said, well, I can't find you. I said, you're not going to. He said, I've never heard of anybody trying to build a church without it. I said, have you read the book of Acts? Man, there's a bunch of preacher boys standing around going, ugh. And as they started doing that, I said, how many of you have social accounts? You want to smack the Pharisee and be a Pharisee while you smack the Pharisee, amen? Be careful what you see. Be careful of our attitudes influenced by the devil. Young people, your attitude is either godly or satanic. And there's very little in between. The rolling of the eyes. Ooh. My daughter's an adult lady now. She now understands. After her first year or two of teaching, I remember she called home one night and she said, Daddy, I understand why you punished me so bad for rolling my eyes. She said, do you know how many these little kids, I want to slap them upside the head? I said, payback stinks, doesn't it? Yes, it do. I'll put up with a lot. You roll your eyes at me, it's over. When I'm preaching, I get somebody mad at me and they'll, like this, they just added 10 minutes to my sermon. That's a coon in the tree. And I'll hold on to that one for a while. I'll be at bay a while. Say, why, preacher? I ain't backing off that. I'd listen to Brother Hiles preach. He said, sister, don't you roll your eyes at me. 7,000-seat auditorium. And he'd preach to one. Say, who was it? Nobody was willing to look. I don't know how many times I'd see him do that. I don't know if they ever did it, and I wasn't looking. And I sat on the platform. He said, what'd you do? I looked straight at him. I didn't want him to see anything but my eyeballs. Don't get advice from the devil in his crowd. It's going to be a cold day where the booger man lives, and you can figure that out, before I send you to a psychologist for advice. Say, why, preacher? They can't help you. They can help your body, and they can attempt to help your soul, and they'll be miserable at the second. But the Word of God can help you physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I talked to a pastor about a year ago, and he was going on about how a friend of his was now getting involved in the Christian counseling ministry and got a psychology degree and is now a professional counselor. And I said, shoot, I got one of those 37 years ago, 38 years ago when I graduated from Bible college. They said, no, they're getting professional advice. I said, I got better than that. I got supernatural advice. It's called the eternal Word of God. I said, and anytime you think that some stupid idiot that doesn't know his head from the side of a beef thinks he came from a monkey can help you, you have problems. I do understand there are drugs necessary for certain things because of biology that affect people's minds. There are such things as bipolar, PTSD, and other things. I get that. That is a clinical issue, not a psychological issue. There is a big difference. I am not demeaning those things. But you don't become a mass murderer because your mommy burped you the wrong way and your daddy didn't take you to enough ball games when you were a kid. You can't blame life on everybody else. Look at yourself in the mirror. It's your fault. Number 7, and I'll finish very quickly here. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. God tells us the only way to battle the devil is by using the armor God gave us. We need the armor of God to fight the devil. Look at Ephesians 6, verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of whom? Oh, there it is. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That means governments, powers. Against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Truth is the opposite of what the devil is, because in him is no truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, we're not righteous on our own. We need the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And your feet shod with the preparation of the what? Gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. By the way, faith was given to us by God as a gift. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation that was given to us by God. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the what? Word of God. Sounds kind of like Luke chapter 4. It is written. It is written. It is written. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And I'll quit there for the moment. Truth. You need to gird your loins, or the strongest part of you, the most important parts of you, with truth. John 14:26 says, thy word is truth, O Lord. Now watch this. You need to know the Bible in order to defend yourself against the devil. Yes, sir. See, preacher, it just seems like the devil's always winning because you don't know what that book says. Get in it. Read it. Let the Holy Spirit teach it to you. Somebody said tonight they were reading about their Bible and the Holy Spirit said, that's you, slap. And, yep, that's how it works. There's other times that you open it up and it's, this is for you. Wow. Other times it's, ooh. Sometimes it's, ah. You need to know the Bible in order to defeat the devil. Everybody look at me. A false Bible shoots blanks. You're not going to scare him with a noise. You're not going to scare him with a cap gun. You fire real bullets. The breastplate of righteousness, that protects your heart. That protects your purity. That protects your emotions. Keep your heart pure. Keep your body pure. Keep your soul pure. Keep your mind and your eyes pure, the helmet of salvation. God wants us to be pure with the words of God in order to defeat the devil. Young people, you'll not be tempted by the devil a whole lot if you're living right for God. I don't have people come up and offer me to do bad things. I don't have people ask me if I want to take drugs, unless I'm in the hospital. I don't have people offering me alcohol. Say what? I live in such a way I'm not around those kind of people. And even those that might, they go, he's a preacher. Oh yeah, woo, don't do that. Our feet shod with the gospel. You know, if you're more concerned about telling others about Jesus, the ones that want to tell you about the devil are going to run away. The more you talk about the Lord, the more the devil runs away. He's not going to run at you. He'll run from you. Matter of fact, 1 Peter 5:8 says he'll flee from you. The shield of faith. Let your faith in all God is and all that God can do protect your spirit. You need to learn to let the faith that God has given you protect you. Say, but preacher, sometimes I don't know if he's going to. My God will never fail. Well, I might have to face some tough things. I'll promise you, my God shall never fail. Well, I don't like all that happened. My God shall never fail. The Apostle Paul went to jail many a time. You think it's not good enough for you? I love the Bible. That they soaked the shield of faith that would quench the darts. In other words, they soaked these leather shields in oil. And that oil, as the fiery darts would come, would hit, and that oil would put out those fiery darts. And the oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit of God. With the Holy Spirit of God protecting you in the sword, which is the Word of God, used as an offensive weapon, the devil has no chance. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the only offensive weapon we have. Go back to Luke 4 later and read it. The devil tempts Jesus, and Jesus says, it is written. Then the devil says, well, it's written. The Bible says this. The devil was trying to use the Bible against Jesus. Isn't that what the world tries to do to us? It's the same old devil. Same old tricks. Isn't it amazing how many people that are lost and in the world? I thought you were a Christian. I thought Christians are supposed to live like this. Oh, so you do know something about it. How about you become one? You think you know so much about it. How about you become one and live that way? Oh, no, 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 no. I've had people say, well, there's no way you could live everything you preach. No duh, stupid. I'm a sinner like everybody else. Have you ever tried to live all that? I've been trying, trust me. Guess what? It just proves we're all sinners. God didn't say I had to live it before I preached it. He said preach the whole counsel of God. Now, I'll do my best, and I fall way short. I'll agree with you. But may I say something? It doesn't change the fact I'm supposed to preach it. Plain and simple. The devil. Only one way to defeat him, and that's using the armor of God. And we found out what that word devil means. It's the most used term. Let's protect ourselves. Let's not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Let's not be tricked by his wiles, his trickery. our adversary, the devil. Let's not be destroyed by him. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. I hope somewhere inside this, you've learned something. Maybe you need to go home and clean some things up. Maybe there's some things you need to look through and clean out. Say why? So that you don't give place to the devil.